In my last audio boot, I talked managing my own mental health, and I wanted to just carry on with that topic and look at some of the tools and techniques, approaches and beliefs that have helped me to manage my own mental health, to kind of demonstrate really the things that you can do for yourself on a regular basis to help improve your mood and emotions. And I also wanted to sort of carry on with the theme of internal language. There are lots of things that we, sort of sayings and expressions that we use as we're growing up. We hear our parents say them again and again, and we hear friends and peers, and people introduce expressions into our lives, and they kind of start to form rules around our life based on these different expressions. And I think it's quite interesting how our emotional reaction to different situations can actually be fueled by some of these expressions and sayings. And so I just wanted to sort of take a light-hearted look at one of the expressions that I realised was kind of influencing me. And this was sort of sparked really by my friend Jackie Walker, who published an article about how, you know, she's decided that for her life is a dress rehearsal. And actually, you know, wow, what a pressure that takes off her life on a daily basis to think she hasn't got to do it all in this life. Actually, it could be regarded as a dress rehearsal. And I really liked that. And it sort of reminded me of the expression that I felt influenced me a lot, which is, you know, life is like a roller coaster. Now, sort of at various stages of life, you know, when you're experiencing sort of a series of highs or lows, and you know, you've got some sort of big life-changing events come on, or you know, there's a task ahead of you that just sort of, you know, scares you maybe, then you might find yourself, I know I found myself saying, oh gosh, here we go again, you know, life is like a roller coaster. And, you know, it occurred to me one day, actually, that's a really scary way to look at it. I kind of visualized myself at the top of this roller coaster track, you know, hands clenched onto the bar, ready to go down. And then, you know, as you sort of go down the roller coaster track, sort of screaming all of the way, and you leave your stomach behind at the top. And then, you know, you just think you're going to crash at the bottom, but no, you go up the other side, and then you're on a high. And for me, that was actually quite scary, maybe because, you know, I'd had this diagnosis of potential bipolar disorder. So I was very much aware of highs and lows and mania and depression. So, you know, maybe that kind of contributed to my fear of visualizing a roller coaster ride. But I just thought, actually, you know, if I'm sort of on the cusp, if you like, of a life-changing event, or if on the cusp of something exciting, if I think, oh, you know, got to ride this roller coaster, life is like a roller coaster, I've just got to ride it, that actually scares me. It doesn't help me at all. So I thought, well, you know, how can I view this differently? And I thought, well, thinking about fairground rides, I actually really like waltzer rides. I mean, waltzers for me, you know, they're much more fun. Plus, I had more of an element of control. You can kind of lean into it one way to go a little bit faster, or lean into it the other, scream if you want to go faster. And it's kind of undulating highs and lows, rather than the extreme highs and lows that you might get with a roller coaster. Plus, once I finished my ride on a waltzer, I was always a giggling mess. Whereas if I finished a roller coaster ride, I actually felt like I was in recovery of something really quite dramatic. So I decided to kind of continue trying to view my life more like a waltzer rather than a roller coaster. And, you know, that sort of helps me really to relieve some of the panic and fear that might come if I'm experiencing excitement or change. So I just wondered, you know, how that is for you, and, you know, how can you compare your life to a fairground ride? And does roller coaster really help at all?